commented on my note. I wrote him a note, you know, what the radio was doing. And he just kind of laughed a little bit and says, that was a pretty descriptive letter you left in there for me. He said, I appreciate it. But, you know, I told him, you know, everything that I had observed, you know, here are the facts as I see them. Number one, and I listed that. And number two, I think I had like 15 or 16 of them in there. So I'm sure that was helpful to him. But at any rate, I just gonna let you know, he is returning the radio back to me. And I'll check in with it one night and see, you know, see what it does and see if we got it straightened out. But he did also comment that it was pretty dirty, and he took care of that for me while he was inside it. And also notified me that he'd set everything back to factory default. So I'm assuming that means I've lost my memory channels too. So I'll have to straighten that out.
Yes, well, I hope not. And if he set everything back to factory default, you probably have to go back in and do your mods mod over again. So you'll be able to get the Mars frequencies and things in there. But I hate that for you. That's always, well, it's not that big a pain with that particular radio, I don't think. I've never tried to program one, so I don't know and I can't say. But other than that, I guess we've had a real good day over here on the plantation. Got to watch the snakes and went out there and looked at my tomato plants out in the garden and got little cherry tomatoes. I started to send you a video of the snake and the tomatoes earlier, but I didn't. Tell your club member I appreciate the tomato plants and that they are doing well. And so we'll have tomatoes here before long. Other than that, Chad, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. An R is da-da-dit, and an X is da-di-di-da. So I don't know how you get an X and an R confused, but yeah, one's got three characters, the other one has four. Turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Y'all have a great evening. Tell Anna we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Gary, we appreciate you checking in with us. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and appreciate you talking with me for a little bit. And there's no rhyme or reason why my mind does what it does. It just does, and I have to deal with it. Unfortunately, my cousin has to deal with it sometimes, too. So with that, I'll let you go. 73's Gary. Have a nice evening. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. We'll move next on the stop, which is KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, if you're still in there, you got it, sir. Go ahead.
KO4HKX. I was just wanting to see how your dad was doing. I hadn't heard.
Better. I went to the hospital today. They did surgery this morning and found an ulcer where his esophagus attaches to the stomach, and it had eroded the tissue and created a tear in the esophagus. They have given him some blood transfusions over the last couple of days, and he was unable to keep his blood count up, so they made the decision this morning. If they found anything during the endoscope, I think that's what it was called, they'd just go ahead and fix it then, and they did. So he came out of anesthesia, I don't know, about 1 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, the doctor says, you can have anything to eat you want. Go for the good stuff. So, I got set to wades, and got turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes and green beans, and he loved it, and he complained the whole way, so he's back to normal.
So good to hear. Like I said, I just hadn't heard any news today, so I was wanting to make sure, or check on him.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your concern. That makes me feel good. But things are going well here. I've been taking care of the goats and the chickens. I got collected 42 eggs today, and the banny hen. We got a little banny hen down there. She's hatched out 8. Baby chicks, so she's running around the yard, you know, flogging everything she can flog. You know, she's already got both the dogs, and I mean, they wasn't even messing with her, but she's just letting them know who's boss. So I one of the dogs had his tail tucked between the legs. He's 92 pounds and afraid of a banny hen, but who knew? But anyway, things are, you know, back to normal here, I guess. Just ready for him to come home.
But that's good to hear. I won't hold you up. I just wanted to check and see how your dad was doing and see how that went. So, but sounds like it was all good news. And if he's back up and being ornery, it sounds like he's going to be all right. So I'll go ahead and clear out. It's good to talk to you this evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, please tell Mrs. We said hello, and you have a good day tomorrow. KO4NUE. All right, I'll make one more call. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, this is KQ4AOJ.
K24AOJ, is that correct, sir?
It's Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Oscar Juliet.
Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Oscar Juliet, is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, can I have your name and location, sir?
My name is Alijan, Alpha Lima, India, Charlie Alpha November. And my location is Greenville, South Carolina.
Is that correct? All right, the net would like to recognize KQ4AOJ, Alijan from Greenville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. Would you like to make any comments?
No, thank you. Just checking in for that second time.
Appreciate it, sir. You have a nice evening. 73s to you, and have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, I'll ask one more time. Alpha 3 Zulu, any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. I'll go ahead and close the net out and submit my net report. Please stand by. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. I am clear. 73s.
Oscar 4, NUE. This is K3JTD.
K3JTD. Go ahead, sir.
So I wanted to thank you and everybody else that was on the net that congratulated me. It really was special. My wife, you know, congratulated me on passing the test, but she really doesn't understand what it means. And everybody who was on the net pretty much understands what it means to pass that test. And you guys made me really feel good, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you. This is a nice family that I found.
Oh, roger that, and let me be clear. It is a family. It is a wonderful community. These people are absolutely unbelievable. You know, I'm retired military and had some difficulty finding a community after I retired. Was in communications most of my career, and when I retired, I swore I would never, ever, ever touch another piece of communication gear in my life. And here I am, you know. So I went and took my technician exam, and I was, you know, so excited. And when I got ready to move to the general and took it, that thing was miserable. It was miserable. And when I passed it, I was just like, you know, so excited. And my wife, she was excited for me, but, you know, upgrading and trying to explain to people what that means, it's like getting a hole-in-one on the longest golf shot possible and nobody seeing it. And it's just like nobody would believe that you made that hole in one, but you know you did it, but nobody, you know, would believe you or is excited. That's what it's kind of like when you try to explain that. And I knew that people on this frequency would understand that, and they did. So you come and check in with us anytime you'd like. Go ahead and put this frequency in your memory, because this is a wonderful group of people. Wonderful net too, and we're glad to have you. Check in anytime you'd like, sir. We have a different net controller every night, and on Tuesday nights, let my radio drop. Nights we have I call them Training Tuesdays. If you have any questions about antennas or ham radio or anything, you know, related to the hobby. Just put it out there. We've got some really experienced people who really enjoy trying to help people, you know, figure things out. And on Wednesday nights, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, we have a swap net every Wednesday night where, you know, people, you can post. If you're looking for some kind of radio or ham gear, you can let Mr. Gary know, and he'll put it up on the swap net that that's what you're looking for. Or if you're trying to sell something, you know, check in and you can post it there or listen to see what's for sale. So, you know, with that, it's a good frequency to be a part of, and it's truly a good community. Over.
100% with you. I check in a lot on a bunch of nets, and this one really seems like a close-knit, friendly place to be. And I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate the welcome and all the congratulations. That really did touch me. So, sir, I'll be clear on your final. This is K3JTD, a one-day general, and I'm clear. Thank you.
JTD. Congratulations again, sir, and 73s. You have a wonderful evening, and I hope to see you on the net again. Please tell the missus we all said hello. This is KO4NUE. I'm clear. Down in the noise. All I got was, I just want to let you know I do have, and that's, I didn't get the rest of it, over. Sorry, I just can't pull it out, but you so far down in the noise, I can't hear you. Okay, standing by.
Hear me now. I said I do have an 2 meter beam out there, over.
I'll give you a holler tomorrow, see what you want for it. I got Miss Ann and Steve are looking for one, and I told them I'd give you a holler, over.
Okay, sounds good. That'll work, and it's all together. Well, it's together now. I'm gonna take it back apart so it'll be easier to transport. but you know how that goes.
Well, just, you know, just look it over. Don't do anything special with it, because I'll put it all together. And she's wanting to learn to use read a SWR meter too. So you know, don't go to no trouble or nothing. Just make sure it's all intact or whatever, and something broke or being on it, I can straighten that out. But I'll give you a holler tomorrow and we'll work out the price over.
Buddy, sounds good. Like I said, it's I checked it out. It is working, and everything's well with it. No problems. I'll let you put it on your analyzer. One thing that she might want to, if they don't have it, she might want to get a rotator. I know where we can get a rotator, but I don't know if they want to put that much money into it or not. We may wait and see if Mr. Ed, WD8RON, he said he had a lightweight rotator, if they don't have one. Over.
I think they've picked one out through HRO. She's kind of chomping at the bit to go ahead and order it, and I told her don't order anything until I get with Gary. So once I get the antenna, you know, in my hands, then we're going to go out there and figure out, you know, kind of what we're going to do. I think we're going to do kind of the same thing I did here is I'm just going to fabricate a kind of a sleeve or a bushing that goes on the gable of the roof. And we're going to slide probably a 30-foot piece of pipe that goes through that bushing, and then mount the rotator low to the ground. So we don't have all that rotator sticking up in the air, and if they need to work on it or something like that, it's, you know, down at ground level where they can, you know, make some headway with it if they need to. That's the way I've done mine, and I love it.
It really makes a whole lot of sense, especially if you're just putting up a mast. You know what kind of trouble we had over at Chris's putting the rotator up high. The rotator and the mast and the antenna itself weighs a good bit as you pull it up, but I think that's a very good idea. And if you need any help, let me know.
I will. She's already, you know, she's on Steve, and she's on me now, so she's excited with this radio stuff, and, you know, she's ready to get it up, so I'll give her a holler tomorrow and let her know I talked with you. She'll be excited about that. Over.
I'll let you go. Tell Miss Anna and Miss Ann both I said hello, and we'll talk at you tomorrow sometime. Y'all have a good evening. 73 there, young man. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Have a good day tomorrow, sir. I'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
UE, this is WD8RON.
Hey, bud, how are you tonight? WD8RON, KO4NUE.
WD8RON.
I got you. How are you tonight, sir?
Been in the middle of painting my bathroom, so I just been listening. Heard you talking about the rotor. I have an Archer rotor. It's a catalog number 15-1225 Bravo. I don't know the horsepower. It's for primarily, I guess, for a TV is what they show. I haven't been able to find the horsepower on it. It's basically brand new, although it's old. I haven't never used it. And it also has a control box that goes with it, hooked together by a three-wire cable. I've got a 26 pair. It depends on how long you need that you can have it go with it if you're interested. The price on it on web was about $200, and I figured about $135.
On the controller, is it just got the cardinal directions on it? Over.
don't have his hand. He's down in the barn. I'm not sure. Let's see. Direction markers says to mark the control with the desired antenna position for each channel. Use the direction markers to relabel the direction indicators on the control. So I'd have to look at it to see just what it says on it. Apparently you can mark it as with the little markers to whatever you want.
Give me that model number again, Ed, and I'll give her a holler tomorrow and see if that's something she would be interested in. It's an Archer. Give me the number again.
Number is figures 15-1225 Bravo. It's an Archer rotor, R-O-T-O-R. And let me see what else it's got. I've got the manual here, which is rather brief. It shows how to do it, the usual safeguards. And let's see. It says to rotate the antenna, turn the control dial for the desired direction. While the antenna rotates, the indicator dot moves, indicating the direction of antenna rotation. When the antenna reaches a selected direction, it stops. So apparently you can set it to, in some ways, too.
Let me make sure I got it. Archer rotor figures 15-1225 Bravo. Am I right so far?
An Archer rotor is one word.
Okay, I'll contact her tomorrow and see if that's something that they'd be interested in. But you doing well up your way?
Cleaning out the barn, getting rid of stuff, and that's going pretty well. We had a party yesterday, about 8 people here, and that went well underneath the carport. The weather was just right, so we're doing pretty good.
Okay, roger that. Well, have you given up on the Yagi?
I just haven't had a chance to really play with it as far as different directions. I was monitoring tonight, and I could hear Patrick on the input frequency on this one, which it's way down, but I could hear him on the J. With the Yagi, I could not, but I've got that pointed away from him, so I'm still playing with orientation. I have picked up a couple of stations up north with it, which I had not heard before, but I haven't been able to break the repeaters.
Well, I just want to let you know, I've got you about a S1, S1.5 on the input down here.
Keep holding now.
That's a pretty good haul, especially where you are. I haven't tried to rotate the beam to narrow in, but if you don't mind, transmit just a little bit, and let me see if I can get it a little better. Over.
On the repeater, I'm getting 3 bars out of 5. I'll give you a count: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. End of count. Over.
It's
a week on the repeater, and now you're coming in loud and clear. But I don't think I was able to get you much on the input frequency.
And, if you don't mind, drop down to the input real quick. I believe we probably going to be able to simplex. That's what I'm thinking.
You on the input frequency. I know before we were able to talk directly to each other. Peter, I'm getting you with 0 bars, but understandable. I'm dropping down to the other frequency.
Down to, I'll move down to the input. Bring my power up over. RONKO4NUE.
I can get you with 1 bar on the input frequency.
RONKO4NUE.
RON. Try again. Let me see if I can get you on the input frequency.
Now, if you don't mind, let's move down to another frequency and move, you know, just steer clear of the repeater, over.
When do you want to go to?
47405. How about that, over?
Okay, setting up on that one. 147405.
QE, I'm clear.